All right, so welcome to this second episode of We Say, She Say, She Say, We Say. We're none other than your host, Kiana, with the most in San Quentin. All right, let's hear from Kiana.
Doing? Hey, y'all. We back. Like we said.
All right. Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you. I want to shout out to everybody that listened to our first episode.
Yes, thank y'all.
Thank you. Please do share, bear with us as we still iron out the kinks. But we're trying to get this thing out here, trying to get you guys some interesting things to hear as we keep it 100% real.
Yes. So, yeah, last week we were just talking about, the presidential debate or, you know, who's going to be the next president. We hear, we know, we found out today.
Woo!
But before we get into that, we wanted to just, since we, you know, we are starting this podcast out, we wanted to first introduce, you know, come and really introduce ourselves the right way to get that started. Want to let y'all know, y'all can check us out before we get started. Well, every Friday at 7 p.m.
Pacific time,
because we in Arizona, which is going to be 9 p.m. Eastern, which is most of y'all time. Most of y'all is probably listening. But yeah, Fridays, again, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Y'all can check us out. All platforms. Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter. We're going to make sure we get it out there before Friday, but that's definitely the time. So every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to meet y'all at the same place with a treat. Make y'all laugh.
Right.
We got y'all.
Yes. So I want to just introduce ourselves. I'll start off with me. I'm Kiana, you know. In Arizona, been in Arizona for about 3 years now, originally from Indianapolis, married, got 3 kids, 3 boys. So, you know, that's a little bit about me. I love Arizona. I like Arizona. I ain't gonna say I love it. I do like Arizona. It's growing on me. I love certain parts. I love the scenery. It's a lot of opportunity out here. It's very different, of course, y'all know. It's very different than where we come from, cultural-wise. It's growing on me. I like it. So that's, you know, a little bit about me. Y'all hear more. So, you know, y'all hear more about us. You know, as the time goes on, right. But, Sam?
Well, and I'm none other than San Quinta. Miller is my last name. You can Google me. I go by the nickname San. Some people know me as 50. Born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana, now residing in Arizona. Jumped out, took a faith leap.
Yes.
First time. Been away from my family and friends a long time. So it's different, but I'm adjusting.
Yes.
And excited to get this podcast up and going, to be able to just, you know, finally allow my voice to be heard, if that makes sense. So I'm excited to have the platform, grateful for the leaders. I'm single. So any uncles, cousins that you know that'll be good, you know, I'll make sure I let you know my information. I do not have any kids. I do have a dog child. I have a dog by the name of Coco.
Yes, we all love Coco.
That is my baby. She's a little human. But other than that, I am here to enjoy life and to share our life experiences with you all.
Yes. Let me just say, we do have some, we drinking some, what is this, pink Moscato?
Barefoot, yeah, pink Moscato.
Yeah, we got us some little pink Moscato. So, got our little drink going since it's Saturday, you know.
Saturday.
Saturday. It was a long day, though. It was a long day, but
it was.
Hey,
it looks like it was very long. Day.
Probably because we was up since what?
Yeah,
six.
Trying to.
I know I was up early. I get up early because I'm just so used to getting up early.
Yeah. Then we jump over there. We trying to figure out who the president was gonna be.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Goodness gracious. Oh,
can we just say that I'm so glad it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, the main thing. I mean, you know, it ain't gonna be easy getting them up out of there,
oh,
but
yes.
It's over.
It is over.
So yeah. Let's.
It's interesting. Exactly. It was a long run. It was very, like, it kept you up on the edge of your seat. You know, it was almost like you knew who was going to take it, but you just never know. So it was like, couldn't get too happy at the wrong time. But for it to finally be, like, over, it's like a breeze.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It was just like more so like a sigh of relief, and that's what a lot of people were saying. Even I'm gonna read what Kamala was saying. I'm trying to find it, but she said something on there, which I mean it was true. I think it was on her. But what you think about it? I mean, as far as,
I think it's
like
it's good to. It was a whole lot with Trump. But I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next.
Me too.
We're being in the middle of the pandemic and. All the different the gun violence and stuff that's taking place, and I know we're gonna touch base on that here shortly. But just really just seeing how is Biden and them going to jump in and help the people, help our people.
Yeah,
that's really at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. So we just want somebody that's gonna come in and help the people.
Yeah, and I don't think it was more so about. Who the person is, because like we already said, you know, it really wasn't good candidates. Like, we didn't have, like, a good candidate to choose from, but what I'm looking at was policy, like, what they believe in, what, you know, how it relates to us, and they were the better, they cared more, to be honest. I mean, look at all these people that died in, you know, in this pandemic.
Yeah.
Like over 200 something thousand people, and it's steadily rising. That's crazy.
With the presidency and the vote, it was almost like choosing between Michael Myers and Jason. You know?
I mean, that's true, though.
Well, yeah, if I gotta choose one, I mean, gosh, let me try to figure out which one of these two will I entrust my life with if I had to. They both killers. They both, but I'm trying to decipher between Michael Myers and Jason on who I'm going to trust. And I got to make a choice.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a choice made. So, that's just giving a little light of the situation and, you know, being a little humorous. But the reality of it is we all got it. We all really understand and we all know how big it was to make some changes in the White House.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's time for people just ready to like kind of move on, because Trump drained us. He drained us.
Yes.
He drained
yes.
people. He got on there every day like trolling people, like very unprofessional. We need somebody with experience. We need somebody that's professional.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for, you know, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, this is my thing. People are so critical of everything. So they say, well, we know Biden, you know, he ain't a saint either. Everybody have skeletons in their closet. But then when you hear people getting on the Vice President, Kamala, talking about, well, she did, by her being, what was she, prosecutor defense. You know, she was in a law enforcement. We not sure, but as far, of course, y'all, we do gotta do our research, read up more on her. But
Because people always have something to say.
Right. But I feel like they criticizing her about what she did when she was in her position. But I'm like, she went to school to get an education for this. So evidently she knows what she's doing. We don't know. We going off of what people say or what people think. And then they talking about, oh, you know, be happy that there is diversity in office. You know, people always got something to say, whether you know, black or white. I'm glad it ain't two white old men in there. I'm tired of seeing it, to be honest. I'm tired of seeing it. You know, I'm glad we finally have the diversity coming along like we should.
Yeah.
I mean, we should. But I don't know. It's just, y'all, I think most of the world can agree that we finally can put Trump past us and move on.
Yeah.
Now I gotta pick up the pieces of what he done did.
Ooh, so that's some work. Yeah, Biden got his work cut out for him. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. We're still in the midst of an economics crisis. And then he got to come in and clean up what Trump had going on in the office. So he has his hands cut out for him. What we really, really desire is hopefully, prayerfully, honestly, hopefully he has the heart for the people. That's going to make a big difference. Is he?
I think they will, with the people standing behind them. Certain people, you know, in the politics that help them, especially turn some of them states like Arizona into a blue state, Georgia into a blue state.
Yeah.
Like, you got Stacey Abrams. Like, she helped Georgia turn them into a blue state. And I think the people that standing behind them is we're not going to have another Trump in office this next 4 years. We're not playing no more. So
some have to give. You know, what I do hope to give now that we have somebody new in office, and I hope that people will wise up and cease with this violence in our streets.
Yeah.
With all this different gun violence, it's like our war on our own people. Mm-hmm. It is just sad. So sad that so many of our parents, our mothers, are burying their kids before they time. It's the violence is steadily on the rise.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I know back home in Indianapolis, it's sad. It's like we are already over 200 something, and it's steady rising. I'm not 100% sure about here in Arizona, but I do know that there is crime. I've seen crime on my news feed.
Yeah, it's crime everywhere. It is crime here, but I know for sure Indianapolis is, as far as it being like, about, I think it's like the 13th biggest city compared to Phoenix. It's like the 5th biggest city. And it has more homicides than Phoenix. Yeah. Like, that tells you something right there.
It's so disheartening. I mean, even though, you know, every time I get on Facebook and I'm going down my timeline, the number of people that on my friends list that's consistently burying young people. It used to be a time where we would see just young African-American males on our timeline. And then we're seeing young African-American young ladies. We're seeing mothers. We're seeing so much different things going on. And the biggest question and concern is, will there ever be a change? Will there ever be a change? Here we are, we're in 2020. We've been fighting this same battle for years. It has progressed since we were younger. Remember all the times where they had people bringing in and turning in guns? It's like the more they try to take the guns off the street, the more those guns end up back on the streets. In the hands of our babies, our young people.
That's because we need to teach them about not just, you know, oh, guns is bad, 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 you know, they kill, but you need to tell about the safety of the gun, how to use it. Start, like I said, I was going to take my kids, my boys, they teenagers, they are teenagers now. So it's time for them really, you know, to go to the gun range. I want to take them to the gun range. And kids back in the days down south, they used to hunt. You know, they still do. When they're younger, they teach them to hunt. But it is time for us to learn, teach our kids more education as far as real life stuff, because they can be in a predicament where they over a friend's house. Shoot, I fear that all the time. They playing with a gun and bow. You know, this happens all the time. People get killed with guns because they don't know how to use them. That could prevent them, you know, from one of their friends shooting them, or they shooting one of their friends by accident by playing with a gun.
Yeah.
By them learning, you know, learning the different parts, learning how to, you know, shoot a gun. Hey, take them to the gun range. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They need to learn. They need to learn how to shoot for protection if they in the home, at home by themselves one day, and you at work and somebody want to come break in their house or stuff like that. It ain't always got to be about, you know, the killing part of it as far as purposely, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you might fall into some situations where, you know. Happens. So.
And I know people have mixed feelings and thoughts about that. At what age is appropriate? And this is where we would love to hear from our audience and feedback. So please, even if you hear this later, which I know since we got out there late, you will probably hear it later. But next time we air, we want to hear feedback. We want to hear your thoughts. At what age would you deem appropriate for someone to take their kid into a gun range, or even your idea on gun safety? Do you feel like that a lot of our the killings that are going on has to do with because of the lack of education that our young people do have when it comes to handling a firearm? I know a lot of people work hard to maintain that, you know, it's locked up in a home. But like you said, a lot of there's a lot of accidental deaths out here. And then there's a lot of kids, young people that are mishandling guns, and they're not taught the proper time on when to pull the trigger. They just act out of impulse and they pull the trigger. So, you know,
at the end of the day, though, they're gonna have guns. Is gonna be out here because they're making them easily accessible. They put them out here. They put them out here for people to have. So you gonna have to make sure that you teaching them how to care for it, how to, you know, shoot if they need to in certain situations. Because back to the election thing, it goes back to what Trump was saying: stand back, stand by. You know, you calling out these white supremacists, and what pissed me off is how you had these I forgot what percentage it was, but yeah, I gotta look at my facts. But it was so much percentage of black men who voted for Trump. And my thing is, how can you vote for somebody who blatantly, and somebody who was sitting at our table, what did they say? I'd rather vote for somebody who's racist, who tell you up front
that they racist, than someone who, you know, unbeknownstly behind your back is racism and pretty much saying whatever they need to say to win you over. Whereas Trump just gonna come out and let you know.
But no, but I feel like you see how that caused a division when he came out and blatantly. So I don't believe that. I don't agree with that because it caused so much division. Stand back, stand by. You know, now you calling out that you're get these niggers. That's basically what you're saying. That's what you're saying. We keeping it real. That's what you're saying. So.
Yeah.
For y'all, them few black men that actually voted for him or wanted, shame on y'all, because that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like you, I just, and then not only that, it went back to the pandemic. when I heard, you know, I was hearing about, you know, a lot of them physicians, how they was talking about how can this race, this election be so tight with, you know, as far as the votes. And they were saying, when you have this president that's going to have, that got this stain on him.
As far as over
200,000 people that died of the pandemic because he failed to do anything about it. And here y'all are voting for this man. Like, what? Have some sense. Like, no, we need real leadership.
Yeah, we do. And it's been a lot. I mean, since Trump's been in office, there has been a lot. There's been a lot that he has been protected for a long time in office. You know, from surviving impeachments and he's you know, hey, he's an interesting guy. Let me just say, he's an interesting guy who has proven his point from the beginning that he could get into the White House. He has done that. So, you know, we just hope the change is going to be made all the way around from, you know, like I said, we, from gun violence to everything. We just, we want to see big changes from beginning to the end.
Yeah.
You know, until we face with the next 4 years, hopefully Biden gets in there and really, you know, hold to his word. From the sounds of it, he seemed like he's ready to do that.
Yeah, I think they are.
He seems like he's ready to do that. You know, but we...
What a relief, though. I just feel like it was a relief. I mean, you literally seeing people crying today. Like, I seen news anchors and you seen people out in the little crowd. You seen them doing... What was the dance they was doing to the lady of... you about to lose your job. They was outside of the White House saying, you about to lose your job.
No, they were excited.
I said, wow. It was just relief. People are drained. They're tired. It's just too much. So glad that he's, you know, he's gone. I mean, he's not completely gone yet, but he will be.
We still got another almost 2 months. So make it through the end of the rest of this 2020, man. 2020 has really has been a year as it is. So I think it's good to see good things as 2020 unfolding.
Let's move towards some positivity.
I believe that there will be some changes made. And we're going to start 2021 off new president. New ground, battlegrounds, new favor. Listen, we're, you know, and this pandemic stuff, I'm believing it's going to be under control. You know, I don't want to lose anybody else. It's sad.
Yeah, so y'all need to be wearing a mask out there. Stop being hard headed. I'm tired of y'all being hard headed out there. Wear the mask.
And wash your hands.
Wear the mask in the stores. Them people doing their jobs.
Yes. And don't get mad if they ask you to leave.
Right.
They're trying to protect themselves. You
respect other people. That's the main thing. Yes. Respect other people. Respect them like real. It was your mama or your grandma.
And if you didn't respect them, shame on you.
Right.
But listen, it's real. It's real. It is real. And it has no respect of age. So don't think because you young and vibrant that you prone to it. You're not. Or you can just be a simple carrier that takes it home to one of your loved ones that are not in the best health. So you want to be sure. Hey, see, that's what I'm saying. It is so much stuff out there killing us off. We got a virus that has no respect of people.
Right.
So shame on a person who will take a gun and kill another person and take another life. Senseless can you be? Like, we're all fighting the same battle, and every morning we wake up, we're all rejoicing from the same grace. But come on now, be mindful. Don't selfishly go out here and take somebody's life. Now I get it. Some if you protecting yourself and you have no other choice, and your life is in danger, and you are the victim. Okay, but if you're just senselessly out here just killing people just to be killing people to add a body count.
Nowadays, it's horrible because you got all these young rappers just dying left and right, and they're talented. King Von, that young rapper that just got killed. I'm like, wow, all these, it's too many. And it's time for
change.
Yeah, it is.
Change.
These kids need to know they're not immortal. Once you take a life, you cannot get it back.
Right, right. And they gotta stay on their conscience. That, you know, I wish I could talk to someone that has taken a life and just find out what is going in the mindset up there. You know, if you really honestly have a heart, how can you really sleep at night knowing that you've taken a life? Knowing you hearing over the airways and the media, this family grieving over something that your actions have done. It's sad, it's disheartening, and it's selfish. It's selfish in a sense. To take somebody's mother or somebody's father or daughter or son or even grandparents and then go home and eat like, no, you did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that,
walk around like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, the conscious, the mind, like, the mental aspect. Mental.
Like they didn't just lose. Yeah,
mental,
like
health,
you said,
issues is real.
Somebody done lost a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife.
Yes.
You know, an aunt, an uncle. You know, somebody.
And then you go
everybody
home.
Had somebody. So, you know, it's sad, but. You know, that's the world that we living in, and a lot of it, you know, it starts from home. We have to really be stricter on our kids, especially nowadays.
You got to. And it's okay. It's okay to be the mean, strict mom or the mean, strict dad, because guess what? There was a kid, there somebody's kid, because they wanted to be lenient on their kid, didn't come home at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all right. Your child will thank you later. They will thank you later. I know several young kids who were out at gatherings and things, and they were innocent, but they were caught in crossfires that messed up their lives. So it's real. But it's okay to be that parent, that's overprotective parent, that says, my child ain't going out tonight. Or no, my, you know, it's okay. These are the times where we have to be that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
These are the times where you can't go. Yeah. And you ain't going to understand it, but you ain't going.
Right.
You know, it's real.
When you pay your, I say when you pay your own bills.
Shoot. And even then, if you stay up underneath the roof, there's a curfew.
Right.
Sure. Ain't nothing going on after 11 o'clock for trouble in most cases. Sometimes after 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you should be in the bed going to sleep preparing for the next day. Most of our kids.
Boys are saying after ain't nothing open after midnight, but we used to say legs and White Castle.
Yeah. We know White Castle line wasn't that long, so we knew everybody wasn't at White Castle.
White Castle line was long and slow,
but it wasn't long enough for everybody, for as right, many people that was out on the street.
Right, yeah.
Shoot, hey. Nowadays, here's the sad thing about it, though. It ain't even that. It used to be a time where we would hear teenage girls coming in pregnant. We're not hearing teenage girls coming in pregnant. We're hearing teenage girls not even making it home. We're hearing teenage boys' bodies being found. We're hearing teenage girls being trafficked. So the concern is much greater than just your teenage daughter coming home pregnant. You know, they're not making it home. They're not making it back.
Yeah.
You know, they're people are sick. Bodies been found in cars. It's so sickening out here. So there are programs out there. There are avenues and way out, and parents have got to get the kids connected to different type of things. We're gonna have on our next episode, we're gonna have some different resources and different agencies out there where you can get your kids involved in. Right out of Indianapolis. We're going to look up some for Arizona and some other states where you can get your kids connected. So it will not be because you do not know, but we have got to get a handle on our kids and let them know how dangerous these streets are. And if they're going to be handling guns, educate them.
Yeah, take them to the gun range. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So them people down south, them white people down south, they take them kids to them gun ranges. Or not even the gun range. They gun ranges is their backyards, because they got them, you know, they in the country, so
shooting pop cans and all that, like that.
Shooting deers and teaching them how to bring dinner home. I mean, for real, they got to learn. They really got to learn.
And we're not saying that, no, we do not, absolutely do not condone guns being in minors and youth hands whatsoever.
No, no. That's not what we're saying. And, y'all, don't take this out of context. Don't. We're not saying that, but you do need to. We're in a different time.
And so you got to use wisdom.
Guns are out there. That is easy to buy a gun. Just like that. Yeah. Just like that.
If you know that you're... Let me say this. If you know that little John and little Paul is out there hanging out, running the streets, and you know, because moms and parents can be in denial, you know that it is likely that your kid will have access to a gun, educate them.
Right.
And it's more to it than just saying, don't put your hand on guns. They're not listening to that.
Right.
They're not listening to that.
But see, at the same time, a lot of these parents either not. Some parents are not educated about guns.
They not. So go educate yourself too if you got one.
Yeah.
Well, definitely educate yourself if you're going to be handling a gun.
Yeah.
You know, learn that impulse. Learn when to pull that trigger. Learn when not to pull that trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole lot of accidents because guns are in homes. So go get educated and educate. If you know, again, that little John, little Paul gonna be out there, educate them. Hey, talk to them. Tell them the importance of gun safety. You know, but most of all, encourage them to stay away from the guns. But we do know, like I said, we are burying a lot of our youth because they're handling guns, or they're around friends that are mishandling guns, or they're putting themselves in a situation where they're not bulletproofed. So we want to do what we can to get that information out there and get these kids connected to some programs and to connect to some things where they're not quick to pull a gun. When we was coming up, it was you use your hands, you fight, you get over it, you back friends, carry on.
Yeah, but some people, they can't take an L.
They can't. No. And you know, this is the disturbing part. There are adults from our generation. They know how we used to get down back in the days. But even they're pulling triggers and shooting people now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to take... I'm old school. I ain't got time to be out there fighting them. Y'all, I'm too big for all that now. After I danced in circles 3 times, I'm tired.
Right, we ain't got time.
And my knees don't probably buckle and give out.
My life's more important than that.
Yeah,
right,
so
right.
If I fight anybody, it better look like they push me, I push them, and security better be breaking us up because... I don't have the energy in me, nor the wind in me, to be out here fighting and carrying on stuff. So I get it. You know what? Now that I said that, I can get it. I can see why somebody might want to pull a gun because they ain't got it. Well, then you just walk away. Like me, I'm going to look at somebody and think to myself, they're going to beat me down because I'm tired, I'm winded, and I'm out of breath. So I'm gonna do a punk
right, I'm
move.
Like my
life. I'm going to my car, and
it ain't even worth it.
And I'm gonna tell them, even if they, I'm gonna say, listen, y'all, look, I apologize. You know, I don't have time.
Nowadays, people are not yet. They,
I even try to help people choose their.
They don't have
classes.
That mind frame.
Yeah,
but that's
you
where
can't
you gotta
even
teach.
Blow at people in the streets no more because they liable shoot. Everybody wanna point a gun at you.
Yes.
Like, what in the world is going on here? You know, I'm thinking like, it defeats, it don't make me any good, do me any good to learn karate or anything. The first thing somebody gonna do is point a gun at me. I'm trying to learn how to box and
right.
do karate. And
that's
and
the right way.
Like, what in the world? I'm up there getting in my position and my boxing stands enough. And then
right.
You know, when I'm
before
just making
I can
a
kick
little
you
light
in the throat,
up,
you done,
right,
you done shot.
Right, shot at me. And I ain't Bruce Lee and nobody, and I ain't the Matrix, and I am not... I can't get bullets and all that stuff to come back alive. No, if a bullet hit me, I could possibly die. And that's
right.
real life.
That's
real life. Everybody to understand that, baby, we're not the Matrix in them. We can't. We don't have an Oracle to call. You know, like and tell them to give me a pill and I'm gonna come back or answer the phone and boom, I'm about this situation. No. So
hopefully with this presidency though it could be a lot of things. Jet being number one things up there too. You know, it's a lot of other stuff that goes, you know, hand in hand with that stuff. But so, you know, I wanted to talk about how is Arizona treating you? How is, you know, what's up? The holidays is coming up. You know, here we are, the beginning of November. Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas. I know things is not going to be the same because of the pandemic, but what's going on?
Things are going good. You know, I've been here now a little over a week. Yay.
You made it a week.
I made it a week. I had a couple of I Miss Home episodes, though. And the kids and, you know, everybody's back at home. But I'm excited because
you've been video chatting them and stuff, right?
I have. Yeah, I have been video chatting everything. But the beauty of it is I came down here with an agenda, and I'm so glad that agenda's following through. We are on our second episode of our first podcast, so that's big. But you know, as far as the holidays and stuff, I'm gonna try to get back and definitely get back for Christmas and visit. It's up in the air for Thanksgiving, but it was gonna be a little different because if I do not make it home for Thanksgiving, it's gonna be the first Thanksgiving that I have not been home for in a long time.
This is gonna be my third because I haven't been back out since. And well, I went back for a funeral, but I only stayed for the weekend. So, and that was like in that was in February of last year. So yeah, but I'm gonna go back probably next year in the summer. Take about a week off.
Yeah,
in the heat of Arizona. You ain't got to the heat yet.
I'm not even ready for the heat yet. Listen, I wasn't even ready for this 90 degrees weather that we've been having. So,
but like I told her, she's easing her way in. At least you didn't come in directly until the mid smack of summer. You went toward the end. You came in what, October?
Yeah, I came October 30th. Arrived here,
so you'll be able to see what the winter is like. The winter is nice. It's cold. It was breezy today. Matter of fact, it was kind of cold. You needed a hoodie on today, jacket on.
Well, during the day was really nice. During the day, because when I went outside, come time during the day, it was an evening time, and it's still not your freezing cold, but it's just okay. I need a jacket type cold weather.
Yeah,
I can do this though. It ain't ice. I mean, we stopped over in Amarillo, Texas on the way here on October the 29th, and it was snow. They had just came out of a little ice snowstorm, and Amarillo, Texas had snow on the ground.
Snow already. It's snowing up north, too. So, why I said, I don't miss the snow. We can go right up north if you want to go see some snow. I don't miss it. But, yeah, it's been snowing already.
So, it's here. Definitely different here because I don't see all the fall leaves on the ground like that. I don't see
all the green.
The desert. So,
yeah.
But the scenery is nice. The mountains, the
sunsets are beautiful.
It is.
The sunrises are.
Yeah. So I'm still learning. I'm learning day by day. Kind of trying to, you know, learn how to maneuver my way around the city and stuff. I'm using GPS. But just getting familiar, the streets is a little different. The driving, you know, the pedestrians. Take charge down here on the streets.
Yes, they are.
So, trying to just be mindful. Make sure I don't get pulled over by the police. I don't want to get arrested in Arizona jail.
No arrest.
I'm going to have to call back home and tell them I need some bail money or some money to get me out. 24 hours away from home.
Right.
But they love me back at home.
1,700 miles away.
They'll make it work. They'll do what they have to do. Everybody go in their bag. They'll get me up out of there.
But the food is different, too, though.
The food is different.
Y'all,
there's no soul food, really, in Arizona. There's not a lot of soul food.
It's not
soul food. But the food is different. Chicken is good.
Definitely need to bring some soul food places down here. That's
yes,
what I'm saying.
If for those listeners who thinking about opening up a restaurant, check
out
Arizona.
They need some help out here with the soul food.
Indianapolis do not need any more soul foods. We love y'all. They soul food is the bomb down there. They don't need any more soul foods in Indianapolis. But come on down to Arizona because they can use some soul food down here. You will be very happy. Satisfied that you did. But please, you know what? I'm not killing nobody's dream. If you were to open up a Soul Food in Indianapolis, please go ahead.
She's trying to bring them down here with her.
I don't
Come
want
on, y'all.
But what we I'm saying y'all. Is, you know, you might have to branch out a little bit. Branch out to make that money. And there's places like Arizona can use some of Big Mama's good cooking. Mm-hmm. Macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes, greens, and dressing. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of that, we wanted to do some shout outs to some of our black owned businesses and people that we know. And I know that we got somebody who's starting up their business, speaking of food business, back in Indianapolis, Brandy with her Food Bullies.
Woo-hoo!
Getting that started. We wanted to give her a shout out. Check her out whenever they open up.
Yes.
We'll let
Food
y'all know
bullies.
That. But yeah, that's come on. I've been trying to get her to come down here. Eventually, she gonna bring
come
it down
on,
here.
Brandy, bring that food on Cook down it. Here. But yes, dude, check her out.
Yeah,
check her out. There are several small black. Well, I ain't gonna even say small black businesses because I don't, you know, want to put any type of size on it because they're doing big, great things. But we do want to shout out our black owned businesses.
Yeah, we're gonna add that as part of one of our segments. But you know, we want to wrap it up and
yeah, we have. We said we want to shout out about five of our businesses. That means let me see. We got five to shout out. Let me shout out. I cannot go without shouting out. Inner Beauty and New Boy of Indianapolis, Indiana. Rabbi Crystal Hines and Kareem Hines. Yes, check them out. They are doing great things in the city of Indianapolis with our youth and our young people.
That's one of the resources you was talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Yep. So if you got young males and young ladies that needs to be educated, that needs to have an alternative route to definitely the gun violence, check them out. They do awesome programs. Guns down, gloves up events that they do with the young man and the young lady has the opportunity. They learn self-discipline along with mentoring and keeping our young ladies and young men off the street. So please do, if you're interested in any type, and I know going forward we will have more information on everyone that we do shout out, Food Bullies. We're going to have more information on how to contact them, Inner Beauty and New Boy, how to contact them. We want to shout out.
We do like three.
About three?
Three businesses each week. We'll shout them out.
We'll shout you out. Get y'all out there. We want to represent y'all.
But you got another one we want to shout out?
Let me see.
So we got the Food Bullies. We got
the
mentoring.
Somewhere in the youth category. We know down there. Let me see. It's so many. There's so many. So this is our first week. We shout out three food places. Yeah. Nail techs. Good nail techs that we got. It's so many nail techs I know too. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to, each week, we're going to shout out them according to our nail techs. This week, boom. Hair. We won't miss nobody.
Hey, we're going to shout out my cousin Leah.
Hey, Leah,
she do braids, y'all. She do sew-ins. She's
her
own entrepreneur. She's doing her thing, y'all.
How old is Leah?
Leah's in her. She's in her late 20s, late 20s.
Right,
right.
Young entrepreneur.
Let me give y'all her Instagram. She does hair. She is good. Back in Indianapolis. It's hair by _ Leah J. Her name is spelled LEAHJ. Again, hair by _ Leah J. That's her Instagram. Follow her, y'all. She does great with the braids. She's real good. She's a licensed cosmetologist.
Check her out, y'all.
She does adults. She does kids, too. Sew-ins, again, braids. That's what she really, really good at specializing in. So, check her out. She does dreads as well. So, yeah, she does it all. But those are our three, you know, businesses, black businesses, black business we wanted to shout out them women at that. All three women. They all
women
three.
And men, women and men.
Women and men. Yeah, because Inner Beauty, we have the
new boy.
Yeah, we have the new boy. They intertwine together. Yeah. So, yep. Yeah. But check them out, y'all. So, support is much
definitely
needed.
Yes, yes, yes.
But anything else before we go, check us out again every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Same place, different platforms. We'll make sure that we get all those platforms out way before Friday so that you can listen to us and follow us. Again, we want to thank you for listening to us on our second episode of She Say, We Say, and We Say, She Say. But let us not end without saying at the end of the day.
Bye.